Hey guys, my name is Jeremy Prepping, and today we are doing a podcast about the Netflix series Sweet Home. It's about a teenage boy's parents getting in a very aggressive car bump, trying to bring it down to PG. So he lives in a shady, worn down hotel, like the paint is all worn out. And there's this one guard, and he almost gets a very aggressive paper cut because the guard was cutting the weeds. So he just bought a new gaming PC, and the virus is when you get greedy. So some more of that. The virus is when you get greedy, and your nose starts bleeding, and then you turn into a monster, and each monster has its special abilities and that, and it's actually pretty cool. Okay, back to the first paragraph. Okay, so he got back into the apartment where he was gonna go skydiving without a parachute off a building, a very nice building. Obviously not the one he's living on. But then he saw a girl tap dancing or like, you know, whatever. And he decided not to because I'm guessing he likes her. So then he went back into his room. Then all of a sudden, everything goes out. Lights, everything goes out. Then he wakes up. Someone's knocking on his door, but I'm gonna describe something about the monsters right now. The monsters in Sweet Home tend to act like regular humans to bait in the real humans to put them in a better place. Let's say that. Then you're done with your life. So that's why he looks out the window and he says, she's screaming, "Let me in, please. There's something out here with me." And then she's like, then he says, "Let me see your hands." And then she's like, "What?" But remember, this is a monster. Then she starts banging her forehead on the metal door, because he has a metal door. Like, all the doors are metal and they're people. And he go hides under his bed because he doesn't know what to do. He's scared. And then two hours later, he gets back. He does get the virus eventually, but he knows how to control it, like the Hulk, kind of like the Hulk, whatever. So he does eventually get to the basement. That's where all the people are, for like the entrance to the place. Well, and a man owns a shop there, but he gets the virus, so he's greedy. He's not helping out the other people there. So he got the virus, but he can control it. He got the entry where people gather for safety. He found two kids and a disabled metalist. Like, I don't know what it's called, but it's that he can wield metal and like he can build stuff out of metal. And he got down there and a tongue monster. It's a monster. I'm not gonna say what it's basically, but it is. But you can just get a tongue monster. So then, a fireman lady pushes it out, but then she risks her life. Then all of an army guy, like an army person from the army. I'm guessing he's Chinese from the way he looks, but I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just guessing. Not trying to be racist or whatever. So then he does save the fireman lady. And then she finds out that her husband has been planting the virus. Like, her husband is behind this whole virus. Then this guy with he knows how to wield a sword. He's like Luke Skywalker, but with a sword, and he's really skilled with them. And then a lady. Then they all go exploring, but they find a lady, and her baby is dead, but she's imagining that her baby's still there because her baby died in a car accident. And she imagines it. But they find the steroid monster, or like the hazmat monster. He's giant, twice the size of Hulk. But he does have a weakness as fire. His skin is very flammable, but he can deflame it by rolling around. Alright, tell me about what happened. So, they went on exploring and they found the hazmat monster, also known as the steroid monster. They kill it by this guy baited it off the building because it does have a poor turning radius. Like, you can go under Reddit's legs, it'll try grabbing you, but it's very, 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 very slow. But if it's running, and technically this is the baby brother of the other one that's outside of the hotel, because there is a... That's the big brother. Big boy brother. So then, now about the juicy stuff, orange juice, I need a break. Okay, now about what happened to when they went on point. They killed the monster. They killed the beefcake monster, and now he's dead, but Big Brother gets mad. They go exploring. Old man, they find an old man out there. He gets the virus, which is really sad. He's one of my favorite characters. He gets the virus, sacrifices himself to the beefcake. What else do they call him? Kinsu. That's the gamer. I call him the gamer. He's the main character that I hit on his head. His name is Kinsu. I also call him the gamer because he plays games. So I just call him the gamer. He went back in the building. Half the people that went out there, gone, dead. So, that is the end, but in the next part, I'm going to talk about the monsters and what happened to them. Now about the real juicy stuff, the monsters. So the first one we just talked about, the steroid monster. This is a huge monster, bigger than the Hulk. He has teeth like a shark, and that crosses his path, because he will end you faster than a fly could fly away from you. And he's pretty much a beefcake. It looks like he injected a craft of steroids in himself. Next one, the eyeball monster. This monster has a human body, but with a long neck and one giant eye. It can wrap you up and you're out like a fly. Technically, it means it can, like, cut off your blood circulation and you're dead. You're done. Gone. Straight up. And this one is also, it has another one. It has another one like this. It's a little brother. This one, it's just a floating eye. That's it. And if you look right into it, it'll disintegrate your eyes and it'll make you go blind forever unless you manage to put it to sleep forever. Next one, the ear tongue monster. This is a monster whose mouth is to their stomach, and its tongue is like 10 feet long. It goes to the heart and nights out for you. The second one, ear monster. This thing cannot see, but can hear a twig snap from a mile away, and it can form its arm to a spear and extend it like probably like 20 feet, the reason it's twitching a lot is it can hear from a mile away, and there's so much sound going around. It can't decide which one to go after. Last one, speed demon. Honestly, that's it. It's fast, it can fly, and fast is like the size of a cinder block, and it will fly by you. You'll be blind for a millisecond, and you're out. And that's my podcast about Sweet Home.